we've got a steamy Rosalía and Rauw Alejandro Billboard cover. Glorilla is copying Aaliyah's style, and we're here for it. Lil Nas X does carpool karaoke and The Bold and the Beautiful. Ed Sheeran got denied by Jay-Z. And we find out who the queen and princess of rap are. Welcome back to Billboard News. It's Wednesday, March 29th. We're gonna get to that sexy Billboard cover, but first, we've got a big rap roundup for you. Glorilla has made her way in the rap game, and now she's taking on the fashion game. Remember this Tommy Hilfiger ad?
I got Tommy jeans, what else? He's not my dad, but I got Tommy jeans.
Aaliyah was the ultimate spokesmodel for Tommy jeans back in the 90s. The 1996 campaign serves as an inspiration for the new Tommy by Aries collection, pulling looks from the Tommy jeans archives.
You know what it is? Big glow, the big one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's go.
And the fit is fire. We love ourselves some Aaliyah inspo. She really was one in a million. Glorilla is coming up in the rap game. But could she be coming for the Princess of Rap crown? Find out later when we ask Rolling Loud attendees who they think the Queen and Princess of Rap are. But first, let's talk about Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X is everywhere, and he's done dating famous people like Michael Bublé. Well, we're running it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Horsetown Road.
My boy Lil Nas X is always keeping us entertained. He appeared on James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, which turned into him stopping by a soap opera, Bold and the Beautiful, to try his acting chops out.
No helping Ridge and Bill send Sheila back to prison? Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Love it, but he won't be dating any actors. He told James Corden this.
And Raya is just very famous. Everyone's famous on there. I've met quite a few famous guys. I think I've come to know that I don't like dating famous.
Okay. But was one of his famous dates Michael Bublé? After Nas denied it, Michael tweeted, "Clearly out of my league." To which Montero responded, "I don't have to be. Never a dull day with this kid. Lil Nas X for president." Lil Nas X may be saying yes to Michael Bublé, but Jay-Z is saying no to this hitmaker. Ed Sheeran revealed that Jay-Z said no to a feature on Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do.
Turns out Jay-Z wasn't in love with the shape of you. While speaking with Rolling Stone for his March cover story, Ed Sheeran revealed Jay turned down his request to collaborate on the 2017 hit. Ed told the magazine, "I sent him the song and he said, I don't think the song needs a rap verse." Adding, "Jay usually gets things right. It was a very natural, respectful pass." Shape of You is off Ed's third studio album, Divide, and became his best charting hit too, spending 12 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and earned a Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance. Now let's figure out who the queen and princess of rap are.
We're here at a great hip hop festival. I'm trying to get to the bottom of some stuff. Who is the actual queen of rap?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki, absolutely Nicki. That's not even a question.
I'm not Jasmine, I'm Aladdin.
Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon.
Queen of rap.
Come on, you know.
Let's go to the beach, each.
Let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say.
I think she was pressured into it.
The actual queen of rap is Nicki Minaj.
Honestly, I'd have to say Nicki Minaj.
Probably right now, Nicki. I ain't gonna lie.
The queen is Nicki Minaj.
I'm a Barb, so I gotta stick with Nicki.
My name is Nicki M. I'm in a sticky Benz. That means it's candy apple red. I'm Barbie, this is Ken.
Cardi B's a queen for me.
She says she my op, but I don't know her. Had to look her up.
Yeah, over Nicki, 100%.
We didn't even ask for this to be a competition. And she said, you know what?
It's no competition for me. It's Cardi, sorry.
Queen of rap. Ooh, Lil' Kim.
I've been waiting on somebody to say Lil' Kim.
Queen Missy.
Hey.
Ooh, Missy, no, Missy, Missy.
I gotta go Missy Elliott, fool. Missy.
Hey!
She was really get your freak on and all that.
Get your freak on, get your freak on, get your freak on, get your freak on.
She was really with it, fool. She the queen for me.
Well, if you had to give a princess of rap, then who would be next in line?
I would be like Sweetie. Yeah. Tap in. I'll give it to Meg. She's my girl, so. Crazy curvy, wavy,
big titties, little waist. Princess gonna be Mulatto, but I like Gloria. I like Gloria. Gloria my girl, though. All they doing is talking down,
cause they can't get up with me. But you said Lotto, that's my girl. They can't stand to see me
winning, so they blame payola. Princess right now, low-key Ice Spice.
Princess Ice Spice.
Hey, I do want to say Ice Spice. I'm not going. I do. Hey, I'm not even mad at that. Like, damn,
she in her mood. Princess Ice Spice. Yeah. Easily. She's the Princess Diana. Pulling my phone, but they know I don't answer. Why? In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. She's bringing something new and fresh.
It's hard to disagree with that answer right there.
Cabinet.
Yeah, I didn't even know about the Spice Cabinet, but now I'm trying to go in it, too. He say that I'm good enough. Got my thrrr. Think about shit that I shouldn't know. Who is the undisputed queen of rap and princess of rap?
Oh, yeah, Ice Spice. For both.
Ice Spice for both?
For both, because she's that girl.
Now we've got to talk about Rosalía and Rauw Alejandro.
Entre colaboraciones, la diferencia es que tú estás colaborando con el amor de tu vida. Bueno, yo estoy colaborando con el amor.
They're on the cover of Billboard looking also caliente. They released their joint album RR and told us all about falling in love.
Bueno, por las redes a distancia, obvio.
En Las Vegas.
En Las Vegas, primera en persona en Las Vegas.
En persona en Las Vegas.
Estaba nervioso, no te voy a mentir, estaba nervioso.
Sí.
Sí. Bajó Rosy, la vi, me puse más nervioso.
¿Y para ti fue amor a primera vista?
Sí, 100%, sin duda.
No hay...
Bueno, a primera vista no, yo desde la foto ya
yo
estaba
también,
enamorado.
Desde que oí tu nombre.
They're on the cover of Billboard's touring issue. Rosalía and Rauw may be on separate tours at the moment, but they're still able to learn from each other.
No bailo tan bien como Raúl, pero por ahí voy.
Tú bailas bien.
Por ahí voy, porque es que Raúl es otro nivel bailando. Es otro nivel. Entonces, pues...
Es un diferente estilo también.
Sí, es verdad también.
Normal.
Es verdad. Pero me gusta mucho verte actuar porque me inspira. Me inspira siempre que le veo actuar, digo, uff, tengo que meterle al baile.
A mí me encanta también ver a Rosy. Rosy en su duel, en su show, ¿no? Como que se proyecta muy fuerte, ¿no? Tiene mucha seguridad, su acting es muy, muy heavy. Esta es de las que practica como 7000 veces.
Yo practico el doble que tú y tú bailas el doble de mejor.
Porque esto se estresa un poquito, tú tienes que soltarte un poco y dejarte llevar.
Ay, sí, es verdad,
por el
verdad.
Ritmo.
Ay, sí, es verdad.
Yo he aprendido mucho con Rosy dentro de mi carrera, o sea, no hablando del tour, sino musicalmente también, ¿no? Rosy tiene una base un poco más sólida que la mía, en el sentido de que pues yo soy un poco más extrovertido dentro de la música, pero ella es un poco, o sea, mucho más disciplinada que yo. Si tú estás con alguien disciplinado, es imposible que no se te pegue el ser disciplinado.
For the full cover story, head to billboard.com. That's the show. Tomorrow we're talking to Eladio Carrión and Zara Larsson, so make sure you come back. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.